Good afternoon. Today, with just 7 days left until Election Day, I will discuss the latest mail-in and absentee ballot numbers, the multiple options voters have to choose from to cast their ballot, and what to expect with regard to the vote counting process in the days after the election. Before I delve into those topics, however, I feel it's important to address the fact that many voters might be confused about some facets of this election because of ongoing court cases and widespread mis- and disinformation on social media and some websites. I'd also like to ask for your help in combating mis- and disinformation. We've had a significant example of that just last week, when it was falsely reported that Pennsylvania sent out 250,000 unverified ballots for this election. I trust you know by now that that is not true. There is no such thing as an unverified ballot. Here are the facts. The Pennsylvania Election Code requires counties to verify proof of identification at the time they apply for their mail ballot, or any time up to 6 days after the election, which this year will be November 14th. If a voter fails to provide identification within that time period, their ballot is not counted. As of this morning, of the more than 1.4 million ballot requested, about 7,400 required verification before November 14th to be counted. The unverified ballots narrative is false and has been fact-checked by AP and Reuters. But unfortunately, it does not stop the reporting of disinformation. We at the Department of State rely on the media to help us dispel incorrect information and lies. So I ask you to continue to help us direct voters to official sources of accurate information about the election so they can exercise their constitutional right to vote with confidence and with accurate information. The best places for voters to turn to for trusted information are their county election office's websites and the Department of State's voter information website, which is vote.pa.gov. The information on these sites comes directly from local and state election officials. With the increased use of absentee and mail-in voting since Act 77, the Department of State Elections Office has added a daily mail ballot report to our website, which provides a trusted breakdown of the number of mail ballot applications that counties have approved and the number of completed mail ballots that have been returned. As of noon today, 1,419,140 registered Pennsylvania voters have been approved to receive a mail-in or absentee ballot. Of those 1.4 million ballots, 918,975 have already been returned to their respective county election boards, which is a return rate of 65%. And voters can still request their no-excuse mail-in or absentee ballot, although they have only a few hours left until 5 p.m. today. To do that, by one of two ways. One, they can go online to our website, vote.pa.gov/apply-mail-ballot, and request it there. Or two, they can go to their county election office, request their mail ballot, wait while their identity is verified, then vote their ballot and return it all in one visit. Again, the deadline to do either of these things is 5 p.m. today. While we celebrate the 65% return rate for mail-in and absentee ballots so far, it's important to recognize that more than 500,000 voters still have their mail ballots in hand, and that county election offices must receive those ballots by 8 p.m. on November 8th, Election Day. To those voters who have not yet returned their ballot, I say, hand deliver your mail ballot now to your county election office or authorized drop-off location to be certain your vote will be counted. Do not wait until the last minute. Voters can find the address of their county elections office as well as the location of any drop box or satellite location their county might offer by going to our website, vote.pa.gov. And remember, under Pennsylvania law, voters may return only their own ballot. There are only two exceptions for this. One, voters with a disability may designate someone in writing to deliver their ballot for them. And two, voters who apply for an emergency absentee ballot because they have an unexpected illness, disability, or last-minute absence from their municipality on election day may designate someone else to return their ballot for them. Emergency absentee ballots become available after 5 o'clock tonight and are available through 8 p.m. on election day. And all of those forms can be found on our website, vote.pa.gov. For those voters who requested a mail ballot several days ago, but have not yet received it, I encourage you to call your county election office. You can find contact information on our website, vote.pa.gov. Also, there may be some voters who request a mail ballot, but do not receive it before November 8th. What should those voters do? On election day, those voters should go to their polling place where they may vote by provisional ballot. The local county board of elections will verify that they did not vote by mail before counting their provisional ballot. And for those voters who received a mail ballot but decide they want to vote at the polls instead, that option is available. They must bring their mail ballot and declaration envelope with them to their polling place on election day. There, the mail ballot will be voided and they will be able to vote a regular ballot. As always, polls will be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on election day. And any voter in line by 8 p.m. should stay in line because they will be able to vote. So again, with just 1 week left, it's important that we educate the public about these deadlines so they can ensure that their vote is counted and their voice is heard. For those who still have their mail ballot, I repeat, hand deliver it as soon as possible to be sure your county election office receives it before the deadline of 8 p.m. on election day. And if you plan to vote in person, know where your polling place is and arrange in advance for any needed transportation. And finally, I'd like to remind everyone, voters, candidates, members of the media, and the general public, that we will not have unofficial results in every race on election night. In fact, because Pennsylvania law still does not allow pre-canvassing of mail ballots before 7 a.m. on election day, it could take election officials a few days to have all unofficial results. And official results won't be certified by counties until all ballots are canvassed. That includes provisional ballots, as well as military and overseas civilian ballots, which can arrive up to 1 week after election day. The bottom line is that election results will take several days. That simply means Pennsylvania election officials are hard at work doing their jobs and following the process, which is designed to ensure all eligible votes are counted. These election professionals will be appropriately focused on accuracy, not speed. They deserve our patience and support to be able to do their jobs, and that requires giving them the time they need to perform a thorough count. Again, we're just a week away from this important midterm election. Voters, remember, your vote is your voice. Let it be heard on election day. Thank you, and now I'll take questions.
Secretary, does the department do anything to hold counties, perhaps even USPS, accountable for delays? And I ask that in the sense that one county in this particular area, I know we've gotten a lot of people who have said, hey, I asked for this mail ballot a very long time ago, still haven't gotten it. The county says it's already been shipped out. Nobody knows where it is. Does the department do anything to hold counties accountable or USPS, or do you check in on counties to see how they're doing with the delivery of the ballots?
Yes, we check in with counties. We actually have a county liaison program where we're checking in with them right now about every day. And with regard to the U.S. Postal Service, we engage directly with them. They actually convene a call before every election. We met with them before the primary, before the general. Typical delivery standards are around 2 to 3 days, and election mail is expedited. But as we all know, there's been challenges with mail delivery over the last few years. So that's why we're encouraging voters who have their mail-in ballot in hand to hand deliver it, just to ensure that their vote is counted and they aren't disenfranchised if there are any delays. Yes.
I was wondering, are you hearing from counties if there's any like last minute rush to request mail-in ballots today?
So as I mentioned, you know, we have our daily mail ballot report, which we update at noon. We didn't see a huge increase from yesterday to today, but voters have until 5 p.m. today to request that mail-in ballot. So we will look at those numbers. But yesterday it was around 1.4 million. Today it's still around 1.4 million. So we'll see what happens at 5 p.m. But if you want more information, you can check tomorrow at noon on our website. It's vote.pa.gov/counting, and you can download and see what the numbers are per county.
Is the fact that there's 500,000 ballots not returned, is that concerning? Is that a lot? How's that compared to last election?
You know, it's hard to compare because we don't have a midterm election where we had Act 77, mail-in voting. You know, Act 77 wasn't passed until 2019, so we can't make a comparison from a midterm to a midterm. If you look at the 2020 presidential election, we did know there were about a million more mail-in ballot requests at this time. But as you know, midterm elections have lower turnout than presidentials. So some of those 500,000 voters, they might return their ballot between now and next week at 8 p.m. Or they might decide to vote in person. And they're entitled to do that as long as they, one, if they have their mail-in ballot, that they take their declaration envelope and the ballot itself, and it can be voided, and they can vote regularly on a machine. Yes?
You talked about misinformation and disinformation. How much more difficult is it to oversee an election in 2022 than it was prior to 2020?
You know, I unfortunately can't really say that because I didn't oversee an election prior to 2022, but we have noticed since 2020, you know, there has been quite a bit of mis- and disinformation on social media. Within the coming weeks, we've seen a lot of mis- and disinformation around our election results process in Pennsylvania. You know, I'm really trying to do my best to make sure that I'm setting and managing expectations around when the results will happen, because as you know, the entire country, everyone in Pennsylvania is really looking at us right now. So I'm trying to explain the limitations that we have when it comes to vote counting and what the law requires. So we've seen a lot of disinformation around that. One thing we've done is we have met with all the social media companies prior to Election Day, so we have an ability to report mis- and disinformation directly. And we've been working with fact checkers who have come to us and said, you know, what are the facts here? What is the mail-in voting process here? You know, with the 240,000 unverified ballots, we were able to provide that, and AP did a really good job fact checking and debunking that. So, you know, we are the trusted source of information. We are meeting voters where they are. We are posting on social media to make sure that people know what the accurate information about voting in Pennsylvania is. Yes.
How are you guys working to tackle the poll worker shortage? I know some counties are struggling. I know your county is hiring teens as a way to tackle that. Just to hear a little bit about what you guys are doing with that.
Yeah, so the poll worker shortage has been something that we have historically faced in Pennsylvania, and the COVID-19 pandemic really exacerbated that shortage, especially with, you know, older adults that have served as poll workers for many, many years. A lot of them decided not to be poll workers in 2020 because they didn't feel safe doing so. And a lot of those poll workers didn't return. So it's left a gap. We heard from counties earlier this year that they wanted us to help them with poll worker recruitment. So we posted on our website a poll worker recruitment form. We participated in Help America Vote Day in Pennsylvania, and we've recruited over 9,000 poll workers just through that website. So we send that information right to the counties. But it's something that's needed. You know, we have 9,100 polling places in the Commonwealth. To have a fully staffed polling place, you need about 5 poll workers. So It's 45,000 people on Election Day, which is a huge feat to make sure that we have a full complement. The one thing we are really lucky to have in Pennsylvania is that 17-year-olds can serve as poll workers. So that's something that counties really should take advantage of. And it's a good way to have young people engaged in the electoral process early before they can even vote themselves. Yes?
You mentioned there was about 7,400 non-verified ballots. Can you take us through the process of how, what gets done to make sure that they're verified and correctly counted?
Yes. So under the Help America Vote Act, which is federal legislation, voters, counties are required to mail ballots to voters who have applied and did not provide a driver's license number or the last four digits of their Social Security number. So that's a requirement under federal law for those counties to get those ballots out to the voters. And voters have until 6 days after the election to provide that ID, either through their driver's license or their Social Security number. And if they don't do that, then their ballot will not be counted. So that's something that's really important. So this number fluctuates as we get closer to the election. It's going to decrease because people are verifying their identification. But as we checked just before I walked in here, we were at around 7,400, not the 240,000 that was reported falsely.
Yes.
The expectation on when results will be available, is that a blanket statement for all races, or can you sort of separate statewide races like Oz Fetterman and the governor versus, you know, a House or a Senate race that only has two counties? Absent any county problems, is it likely we'll see results in a lot of district level races, legislative races that night?
You know, it's hard to tell. We might, but each county has a different process and different equipment for processing mail-in and absentee ballots. You know, in counties that are smaller, they may be able to report results faster. In larger counties, it might take some time, also depending on what type of equipment they have. So larger counties like Philadelphia, they have huge mail sorters that they can sort. They have machines that can slice open envelopes. Smaller counties might not have that equipment, and they actually have to hand open those envelopes, you know, hand flatten them. So it really depends on each county. And also different counties report different results first. So some counties might report their in-person voting results. Some counties might report their absentee or mail-in ballot results. It varies per county.
Just another question, Secretary. I want to ask about undated. Can you just state again what the guidance is to the counties as of now? Is it count and segregate, or just count? And will there be any more guidance between now and Election Day?
Sure. So our guidance as of now is for counties to count undated and wrongly dated ballots. It's subject to active litigation, so I'm not able to go into further detail about that. But there is a Supreme Court case right now on the subject, and we expect a result any day now. When that Supreme Court case comes down, we will issue guidance accordingly to counties.
Thank you. Sure.
I was just wondering, yesterday I was talking with the executive director of Common Cause, and he said about they're going to have 350 people at polls. Audit the votes, that they're going to have people at the polls, and they're going to say, you know, if you have trouble, if you have any issue with voting, you know, call our number. And I was just wondering, is it concerning to have so many different outfits out there trying to collect information about problems at polling places? Is there a designated Department of State number that you would prefer people call? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's organizations that do voter protection or election protection. There's also campaigns that do it as well. All these entities have their own hotline number. We encourage voters, if they have any issues or questions on how to vote, or if they have any issues at polls or drop boxes, to call the Department of State hotline. And that number is 1-877-VOTES, V-O-T-E-S-P-A, 1-877-VOTES, V-O-T-E-S-P-A.
Okay, I can take one more question.
Are you getting any reports from counties that the counties are challenging the signatures on mail-in ballots? And if so, is there a cure provision for Elections Bureau rejecting a signature on an absentee ballot?
You know, there is a challenge process that's outlined under the election code. As far as ballot curing, that's something that is subject to active litigation, so I'm not able to go into further detail about ballot curing. But when we hear a court decision on that, you know, we're happy to provide additional guidance to counties.
If the county comes back to a voter and says that through an email that your ballot has been received, but your signature has not been validated, what should that voter do?
Can you repeat that?
If a county bureau, it was posted on social media today that a voter in Chester County received an email back from the Elections Bureau in Chester County that their ballot was received, but their signature was not verified.
Okay.
What does that voter do? What do voters do if they get notice from the Bay County?
Right.
Do they go back to the Elections Bureau and
yes, in that particular instance, I would tell the voter to call the county directly. They can also call us at 1-877-VOTES-PA, but I would encourage them to not delay and call that the county as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.